New York-based Verizon has been sharing the call logs of millions of Americans with a U.S. government intelligence agency, as a document leaked to The Guardian newspaper shows. Potentially huge volumes of information are involved, but WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports sophisticated computers can now find meaning in mountains of data.
For Americans who woke up to the news that their phone carrier was helping the government to spy on them on a daily basis, Verizon offered no explanation. But a spokesman did share an email from Chief Counsel Randy Milch to Verizon staff. It reads in part, "Verizon continually takes steps to safeguard its customers' privacy. Nevertheless, the law authorizes the federal courts to order a company to provide information in certain circumstances."
It's true in the narrowest and most technical sense, but it's misleading.
Glenn Greenwald, the Guardian newspaper writer who broke this story, scoffs at the idea that the major phone carriers are in any way reluctant to share information about their customers with the government.
Yes, there is a court order. Yes, it does force Verizon to turn over these records. Verizon has no choice. It also bars Verizon from commenting publicly in any way on even the existence of the order. That's all true. But it's really a way that lets the telecom industry cooperate with the government while at the same time telling their customers that it's not their fault.
Greenwald spoke on the Brian Lehrer Show. WNYC reached out to several other major telecommunications companies. They all declined comment or didn't respond. The Obama administration defended the program, saying the information has helped to protect the nation.
I'm disappointed, but I'm not surprised.
Barry Steinhardt is chair of Friends of Privacy USA. He says since the mid-2000s, it's been clear that American intelligence agencies are searching the phone records of U.S. citizens. A controversy erupted in the Bush administration when Americans learned the National Security Agency was collecting similar intelligence without warrants. One thing perplexes Steinhardt about this newest development. The judge's order appears to be so broad that the government is potentially collecting millions of records in search of a small number of criminals.
The government seems to think that the way to find the needle in the haystack is to pour more hay on the stack.
Crazy, right? A few years ago, anyway, it might have seemed crazy. Today, it may be true, says Tony Jabara, an associate professor at Columbia University.
And my focus is using data mining and machine learning techniques to analyze large amounts of data, including large amounts of mobile phone data.
Jabara says there's no such thing as too much information anymore. Powerful government computers can process it all, who called whom, how often they call, and crucially, where they made the call, to detect patterns.
Well, this person regularly commutes to this unusual location. They always go to a coffee shop on Thursday afternoons. Things like that start to appear that are more behavioral.
Once investigators find a pattern of behavior, they can search the phone logs for other people showing similar activity. They start to form a profile.
You can have a database, and that database can just say, here is your top 100 most suspicious people that you don't know about, but their behavior looks suspicious. So things like that are not possible.
Jabara has helped private companies profile customers to offer them coupons and deals. It stands to reason, he says, that the government could use the same technologies to hunt for criminals. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.